Let's go ahead and break up into our small groups. Just wanted to remind you of our scripture from last week. As you know, this is the fourth Sunday, and as the fourth Sunday, our custom starting from last year is to have small groups. And in our small groups, the purpose is to build up one another, to encourage each other in the faith. Being that we're all very transitory and it's inconsistent when we're able to attend services, it's hard to make connections with each other that are really meaningful. A friend of mine told me last year that in North America, the average person who goes to church will eventually leave the church, never to return, if they don't make a connection with at least 8 people in the church. So the turnover, as they say, is about 2 months if a person doesn't make 8 real heart-to-heart type of connections. And so that's one of our purposes for these small groups, is that when we come, we're not just worshiping together and praying together, but we're also sharing our lives with each other. So that's one of the things. And our scripture last week that we looked at was from Ephesians chapter 2. You don't have to turn there, but I'll go ahead and read it to you. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. We are all family, amen, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So, a couple of key phrases: in him. Let's meet together in Christ the Lord. That's our common bond. And the other two phrases I want to point out is joined together and built together. That is our purpose, is to come together, to be joined together. So if we're not sharing genuinely from our hearts, we won't be joined together. We won't be built up together. So I want to encourage you to, when we get into our small groups, let's open up to each other so that we can be built together and joined together. Shall we go ahead and break up into our small groups? We'll have the gentlemen on this side and the ladies on this side. I noticed that there are some who haven't been joined to a small group, and let's break up into our sides first and then decide how to divide into smaller groups from there. So let's have the ladies here and the gentlemen over here. Dozo.